So now the question is, if you become a devotee, or not if you become, you all have already become devotees. So will Krishna protect you now that you have become devotees? Will he protect you?
Yes.
How many of you think that he will? Very good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, does anybody have any question? Ramananda?
Yes, Kumash, I would like to come back on this cultural conditioning. Like Kunti Devi is saying, how can I, as a mere woman, understand this? So one time I was listening to this book and I was thinking, to a lady, if she's going to read that, catastrophe nowadays, because of the women, you know, emancipation, which is going on. So, and yesterday also it came up because this goes very far. I find like in ISKCON, practically every established person in ISKCON has his own culture. Like, you know, I got very attached to Ekadashi, for example. Yesterday we spoke about Ekadashi. And then I was surprised that, like, it was Pradhananda Swami, like that it was Bhima Ekadashi, and that we understand that when you fast on Bhima Ekadashi, it comes for the whole year, but he doesn't take that serious because he says that comes from Mahabharata, so it's not from Prabhupada's books. So he takes a complete, and then you, how do we deal with these things?
Unity in diversity. Okay, if you feel that way. But the standard is Prabhupada's standard. Prabhupada established Nirjala Ekadasi. Prabhupada encouraged us to fast on Nirjala Ekadasi. So it may be from Mahabharata and not from Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada is our standard, and Prabhupada said that. He set a standard, Nirjala Ekadasi. You know what Prabhupada said in Nectar of Devotion? On Ekadasi, one should fast completely, not even a drop of water. So, observe it that way. Not Ekadasi feast. Quinoa and Ekadasi paratha.